Kentucky real estate headlines. Kentucky Property Records search tool now available for KY Real Estate Pros. PropertyChecker.com has launched a Kentucky-specific portal that lets users search property records, find owner information, look up deeds, and access tax, loan, lien, and permit data. KY real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and client research by accessing consolidated property records through a single platform rather than navigating multiple county systems. Add hkentucky.propertychecker.com/ to your toolkit for faster Kentucky property record lookups. Kentucky real estate headlines. KY building permits. What agents need to know about residential construction rules. Building a house in Kentucky requires permits to ensure compliance with local building codes and regulations, whether for traditional homes or barn dominiums. Real estate professionals in KY need to understand permit requirements to guide clients through new construction transactions and avoid costly delays. Review the full permit overview at the source link to better advise clients on KY construction timelines. Kentucky real estate headlines. KY building permits now streamlined through PDS online portal. Northern Kentucky's PDS has centralized all building, zoning, planning, and subdivision permit applications through its PDS online submission portal while maintaining the Building Codes Administration Department phone line at XXXXXXXX for inquiries. Real estate professionals in KY can expedite transactions and advise clients more effectively by leveraging the digital permit system and understanding available electrical inspection firm options. Bookmark hmint.pdskc.org/services/one-stop-shop-building-permits to access application portals, building checklists, and approved electrical inspection firms. Kentucky real estate updates. Jefferson County PVA launches online property search tool for KY agents. Jefferson County's property valuation administrator now offers a digital property search form. Real estate professionals in KY can quickly access official property records for Louisville area listings and transactions. Bookmark kep.jeffersonpva.k.gov/property-search/ for faster Jefferson County due diligence. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. Applicants may want to consult with their local building department about common application requirements, which typically include verifying zoning compatibility, setback compliance, HOA approvals where applicable, and contractor licensing status. Requirements vary by jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most KY jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. 3 deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has 3 hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule: the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25-30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in 0 assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. 2 properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption.